Good morning, church. Let's pray. Father God, not us, not me, but glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The scripture which was read, it is about carrying the glory of God. And we will see how it was happened. Few years ago, a man walked in the post office and went into the window. And on the window, there was a manager of that post office. He saw that man and said, "Sir, I can see some peace in you." And then they become friends. And that man who walked in that post office, he told that person a lot of scripture because he was not a Christian. He was a Muslim person. And he learned a lot from the Bible. Yet, they are friends. Yet, he is not become complete Christian, but in his life, many things happen which he admit that, yes, something has happened in my life through those scriptures. Jesus took Peter, John, and Jacob at the Mount of Transfiguration. There they saw the glory of Jesus. And they also saw Moses and Elijah. But God said to them that, "This is my son, listen to him. He's my chosen one." Church, and in this, God declared that, don't listen other. Don't listen people, but listen Jesus. And we know in the gospel, Jesus taught many things to his disciple and now to us. He was a master. He is a creator. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Acts 3, 1 to 10, we can see the background of the scripture which was read. There was a lame person who was begging, and he was seated at the beautiful gate named Beautiful, and begging to the people for his resources. Now when Peter and John went to the temple, he also begged to them. He was thinking that I will get something from them, but Peter looked at him and told him that I have nothing. He said to him, "Look at us. We don't have gold or silver to give you, but whatever we have, we will give you." And they said that in the name of Jesus, the Nazarene, Jesus of Nazareth, walk, stand up and walk. And he stood up, his ankle and feet become strengthened, and he stood up and walked with them. And people become astonished. And now the same Peter and John, when they enter into the temple, he also enter in the temple, and jumping and climbing with the happiness. And people saw and they were amazed that it is the same person who was begging until now. What was happened? Now, this was the address which we just heard and read, that he challenged them and he addressed them that what was happened. Dear church, we need to understand that these disciples, they were they carried a glory of God, but before that, they were not like this. We need to see Peter's life and John's life. Peter was a person who was outspoken. He was speaking suddenly whenever Jesus said something. He straight away tried to give answer without thinking. At one point, what happened that when Jesus tells them that I will be caught and will be killed, Peter rebuked Jesus, and then Jesus rebuked Satan, go away from me. Peter was outspoken, and Peter also was a fearful person. He has a fear in his heart. When Jesus was caught in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter was the one who tried to fight. He chopped one of the ear of the soldier. And Jesus again tell him, don't do this. And Peter ran away. And then when Jesus said to him that I will be caught, he said, I will never leave you. And Jesus said, you will deny me before the crow is saying. Church, Peter was the person who was a fisherman, and God made him a fisher of men. So, now, and John was a very loving person. He was the youngest one. But he has a desire to have a seat near to the Jesus. He has the desire to become something. And this all characteristics of Peter and John, they has the weaknesses in them. And what was happened that they become different? There was something happened, and that was happened that Jesus told his disciple that stay wherever you are when he went to heaven, and he said to them, stay until you get the dress of power, the Holy Spirit, the things which they were promised by Jesus, that you will get the dress of power. So they prayed, and on the day of Pentecost, they received God, the Holy Spirit. And now these disciples, which were fearful, which were afraid, which were lame, which were who has the desire, they become courageous. They have the knowledge. They have the wisdom of godly wisdom. And they became the vessel of the Holy Spirit. Now they're carrying a glory of God wherever they go. And the Holy Spirit told them that this person who is seated at the temple and begging you can be healed. And they healed him. And when people saw them and they were astonished, they were amazed, they addressed them that you, the person to whom you killed, you deny again, in the front of Pilate, Pontius Pilate. He is the one, the Christ Jesus. He healed him, not us. It is not we who healed him, but it is the Christ Jesus. And they challenged them that now is the time to repent and you can do the same thing. And by repenting, the day of refreshing will come in this world. Church, we can see that whenever the glory of God is upon anyone, they did great things. In Old Testament, David, he carried the glory of God and he killed Goliath. Moses, he carried the glory of God and he led a big nation. And so on. Daniel carried the glory of God and he stand before the lions. Now we need to see that what was happened, how they get this glory. God the Holy Spirit was in them, in the life of Peter and John. In Old Testament, the glory was not all, glory was always with them, but not the Holy Spirit was always with them. But after ascending Jesus to heaven, Holy Spirit came and lived in us, lived in the disciples' life. And he's always with us if we obey him. These disciples, they lived with Jesus, they learned from Jesus, and they ate whatever this Jesus said. They followed Jesus, and they waited for the Holy Spirit to empower. So now we need to see in our lives that what we are doing. Are we ready to carry the glory of God? Can we do the miracles? Can people see in us the glory of God that we are walking among the people? We need to be witness of Jesus through our deeds, through our words, through our sayings and our actions. Are we ready to take the glory of God among the nations? Church, God put us here or wherever we are. He wants us to show the love of God to others, to show his healing to others. We are the vessel. We are in his hand. Are our children, are they ready? Are we making them equipped with the word of God to go among the nations? Church, today, this is the challenge for us, that we take the glory among the nations. Darkness is becoming more and more. But if we are not become the light, we will be worse. We will know more. But God called us by name. He called us to go in the world and teach other his teaching and baptize them. Jesus said into Matthew 8 and 28 that go into the world and make disciples. Church, we are here today. We just dedicated a little child. We need to raise this nation, this generation, for to proclaim God's word. Are we ready? Are we prepared to witness Jesus anywhere, any place? Are we ready to do the miracles like Peter and John did? Do we have faith? Because of faith, they did it. Because they are carrying the glory of God. We just not come and sit here. We need to read this word. We need to equip ourselves. And how we can equip ourselves? We need to read God's word daily. We need to sit in his presence daily. I don't know how many of us are doing this, but we need to have a fellowship with God, not only on Sunday, but every day. Every moment, we need to live a godly life, to show others that, yes, we are Christian and we are the light of God. We need to have a salt in us, and we can challenge others that, yes, Jesus died, to whom you are denying, he died on the cross and he paid the price for our sin, and through him we can release from the bondages. We can release from the chains of sin. Today, we need to repent so the day of refreshing come and we make this word a godly word. And then the saying of Jesus that, Father, thou art in heaven, the Lord's Prayer will fulfill when we will carry the glory of God upon our shoulder, in our heart, and we will have a fellowship with God, and we will be his disciple every day, every moment. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.